Contemplating today's Gospel. Liturgical day, Friday of the second week of Advent. The Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus spoke to the crowds. To what shall I compare this generation? It is like children who sit in marketplaces and call to one another, "We played the flute for you, but you did not dance. We sang a dirge, but you did not mourn." For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they said, "He is possessed by a demon." The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they said, "Look, he is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners." But wisdom is vindicated by her works. Commentary by Father Anthony Carroll from Saint Cugat de Bayes, Spain. To what shall I compare this generation? Today we should be distraught before the Lord's sigh. To what shall I compare this generation? Jesus is stunned because of our heart, too often non-conforming to his will and ungrateful. We are never fulfilled. We are complaining all the time. We even dare to blame him for the things that disturb us. But wisdom is vindicated by her works. It suffices to just look at the Christmas mystery. But what about us? How is our faith? Could it be that our complaints are actually harboring the non-existence of our own reply? This is a very appropriate query for the time of Advent. God comes to our encounter, but man, especially the present-day man, hides out from him. Some, as Herod, are really afraid of him. Others are even disturbed by his simple presence, as we read in John's Gospel. "Take him away! Take him away! Crucify him!" Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI said that Jesus is the God who comes, and we look like the man who goes away. And John wrote, "He came to what was his own, but his own people did not accept him." Why do we run away? Because of our lack of meekness. St. John the Baptist recommended that we dwindle, and the church reminds us to do exactly that every time Advent comes. We must, therefore, become as little children to be able to understand and receive the little God. He appears before us with the humility of his swaddling clothes. Never before a God wrapped in swaddling clothes had been preached. We project a ridiculous image before God when we try to conceal ourselves with pretext and dishonest explanations. Already at the dawn of humanity, Adam blamed Eve. Eve blamed the snake. Centuries have passed and we remain just the same. Jesus God, however, is coming. In the cold and the poverty of Bethlehem, he neither admonished nor rebuked us. On the contrary, he began to load his small shoulders with the weight of all our faults. Should we then be afraid of him? Will our apologies be truly worthy before this little God? Benedict XVI wrote, "God's sign is the baby. We learn to live with him and to practice with him that humility of renunciation that belongs to the very essence of love."